I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research efforts are underway in South Carolina to study the effects of two different immunotherapies used in combination for a small group of patients who have advanced lung cancer. To talk about this research is Dr. Mark Rubenstein. He's a cancer immunologist at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Rubenstein, tell us about cancer immunotherapy.
The important thing about cancer immunotherapy is that it tends to be very different from traditional cancer therapies. Many traditional cancer therapies rely, for example, on the fact that tumor cells divide more frequently. And so those therapies tend to be very nonspecific. In contrast, immunotherapy programs the patient's immune system to recognize differences that are present on tumor cells that are not present on healthy cells. Much like a vaccine might be used to prevent infection, we can reprogram the immune system to kill cancer cells, and that can be very effective and lead to very long-lasting responses.
And what's unique about the immunotherapy used in this clinical trial?
The really innovative part of our clinical trial is that we are combining two different classes of drugs that have not previously been combined in patients. The first class of drugs are called immune checkpoint blockers, and these drugs essentially cut the brake cable on white blood cells that may otherwise be essentially paralyzed and unable to function appropriately in cancer patients. The second drug that we are using is an immune stimulant, and essentially this is like fuel for white blood cells. So the combination of cutting the brake cable on white blood cells and giving them extra fuel, we think, may allow for these cells to mediate more effective anti-cancer responses in patients.
And what are the early results of this clinical trial that deals with advanced lung cancer?
The clinical trial is being run by my colleague, Dr. John Rangel, who is a physician scientist at MUSC. So one of the concerns when we started this clinical trial is that unleashing the white blood cells could lead to unacceptable toxicities. However, in the early part of this clinical trial, so far, the therapy has proven to be safe. And now the second goal of the trial is to determine if there will be efficacy of the combination in terms of mediating anti-cancer responses. In some of the early results, we have seen some encouraging signs where patients that were not responsive to one drug alone became responsive to two drugs. However, these results are very early, and we really need more patients to know if these results will hold up.
And where might this research be headed next?
So one of the really important aspects of this clinical trial is that we are biobanking or acquiring blood and tumor from all the patients on trial. We're very grateful for the patients who are donating their tissues. And by having the patient's tissues and bringing them into the laboratory and studying the tissues, we can figure out why some patients may have clinical responses and other patients why they may not respond to therapy. And by studying these tissues in the laboratory, we think that we'll be able to design better therapies in the future.
Dr. Rubenstein, thanks for providing information about this immunotherapy research.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.